Rabotai, just one quick halakha. Be'inyan Saudat Brit Milah. There's an interesting minhag that the Gemara in Baba Kama brings down. There was three rabbis, Rav Shmuel, Rav Aseh. They attended a Saudah that was called Shivua Haben, v'yesh umrim Yeshua Haben. What is this special Seudah called Shavua Haben? So the Mefarshim explained that it's a Seudah that they would make for a Brit Milah. Brit Milah is after a week. So they would call it Shavua Haben. That after the week, they would make the Seudah, and some call it Yeshua Haben. Why would they call a Seudah that they would make in honor of a Brit Milah Yeshua? So Rashi says, because the child was actually saved in the birthing canal. There's a Yeshua. When the child comes out, he's besakana. The fact that he came out, so they would make a Seudah. Now, it doesn't seem that this was the Seudah of the Brit Milah itself. It sounds that this was a Seudah that was made for the Yeshua, that the child was actually saved and born. Gemara doesn't say Seudat Brit Milah, it says Seudat Shivua Haben. Sounds like the week of the Brit Milah. It's from here that the Rama brings down in Yurei De'ah, in the laws of Brit Milah, that there is a custom to make a Seudah on the Friday night before the Brit Milah. They make a special Seudah whenever the Brit Milah is. If the Milah is on a Tuesday, the Friday night before, the people get together and they make a Seudah. The Rama calls this Seudah, Seudat Mitzvah. And he says, the Taz, the reason why they chose to make the Seudah that night in honor of the Brit Milah is because that's when people are available. It's practical. Friday night, everybody's home. And therefore, they would come together and have a Seudah. And it's based really on this Gemara in Baba Kama, which is very, very interesting. That now we're learning about a new Seudah. Not only the Inyan, the Seudah, the Brit Milah itself, which we know, that's well documented. The Gemara in Pesachim says, somebody that's invited to attend the Seudah Brit Milah and doesn't attend it, Yebini Dui. That's how important it is to attend such a Seudah. But here we're talking about a different Seudah completely. A Seudah that they made on Leil Shabbat, which again, Rama refers to it as Seudat Mitzvah, Lichbod, the Brit Milah. The question is, why did they choose to do it on Friday night? So I says, the Taz says it's practical. But there's another reason based on the Midrash. The Midrash says that the king came along and said he wants to make a party for all his guests. So the guests were preparing to make the party and they were ready to do it. So the king says, wait, we cannot make the party, which is very important to me, until the queen comes. Once the queen comes, now, b'chavod, we can make the party. So the Gemara says that as much as Brit Milah is important to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem says you have to wait for the Shabbat Malketa. You cannot do a Brit Milah before the Shabbat Malketa comes. So therefore, every child has to be circumcised at least after one Shabbat passes, because first the Shabbat has to attend. So therefore, we make a Seudah Leil Shabbat as if to say, now we can do the Brit Milah, because the Shabbat is here. The Shabbat is the Gorem of the Brit Milah. That's the Yom HaShivi'i brings us to Yom HaShemini. Because we have the Shivi'i of the Shabbat, we can come to Yom HaShemini of Brit Milah. But in honor of the Inyanim, of Inyanei D'Yoma, Brit Milah, we like to say a novel explanation why it's the Inyan of the Shabbat, which happens to be this week's parasha as well, the Inyan of Shabbat. So it says in the Torah that when it came to Shabbat, Vaychal Elohim, God concluded Melachto Asher Asa. He stopped and he ceased from doing any melacha. We always understand it, of course. During the 6 days of the creation of the world, Borei Olam was involved in the creation. And on the seventh day, there was a cessation of creative activity. And it is from there, actually, we learn that on Shabbat, therefore, we should not do melachot. Because Borei Olam did not do melacha, therefore, we do not move melacha as well. But should be pointed out, what melacha did God actually cease from? He did not do any physical activities. The world was created b'dibur. B'dvar Adonai shamayim na'asu, ubru'a piv kol seba'am, ba'asaram ma'amarot Nivra ha'olam. The world was created b'ma'amar, v'yomer, v'yomer, v'yomer. And therefore, what did God cease from on Shabbat? He ceased from amirah. So therefore, we learn from here a biblical source of how serious dibur isur is on Shabbat. Because that was the original melacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped from doing. He stopped from talking. Therefore, the cessation of dibur has its roots already in the first Shabbat. Vaychali mikol melachto means mikol diburo. So therefore, we see how careful a person has to be when it comes to not only the physical activity that he does on Shabbat, but the words, the speech that he has on Shabbat. Mishnah Berurah brings down that some had the custom only to talk Lashon HaKodesh on Shabbat as a geder in the inyan of speech. We know already that the poskim talk about dibur hol b'Shabbat. We know they talk about talking on Shabbat about something you're going to do the next day. And that is the inyan of the Shabbat. Shabbat and dibur are very, very closely related. There are many tzaddikim that used to make ta'anit dibur on Shabbat. It was very difficult to get a word. The Gemara Yerushalmi says, "Bekoshi hetiru lomar Shabbat taba b'Shabbat." The rabbis needed to give you a big heter to say Shabbat Shalom on Shabbat. That already was considered, you know, they were being generous to allow you to say those greetings of Shabbat Shalom. So therefore, Shabbat and dibur is connected. Rabotai, it is well known from many sources that the inyan of the Brit Milah, the Maharal writes that there's two areas in the body where the Yetzer Hara is most prevalent and most pronounced. He says they're in the two limbs of the body that he refers to as the mouth and the eyes. That's where the Yetzer really attacks a person on what he speaks and what he sees. Of course, what he sees, obviously, is the initial attraction. And then, of course, it leads to a pegam in the Brit Milah. Because when a person sees things that are forbidden, it causes him to have hirurim. And ultimately, the sin finishes at the Brit Milah. So ultimately, according to the Maharal, the main sins are, or the challenges of a person is, in the Brit Milah and in the Dibur. It's no coincidence that the Hebrew word for word is Milah. And the Hebrew word for the Milah, the circumcision place, is Milah. There's no coincidence, because those two areas, you know, that's where people get most handicapped, lo alenu, from the Yetzer. In the Inyan of the Brit Milah and the Milah that's Yotzeh. It's no coincidence also that the numerical value of the word Milah, which is 85, is also the same exact value of the word Peh. Peh, he, which is the mouth. Peh, gematria, Milah. So you see that there is direct connections between the two. Therefore, no coincidence that in the weeks of the Shovavim, I know we're not there yet, but in the weeks of the Shovavim, one of the tikkunim that the Achamim established was Ta'anit Dibur. Shovavim really is to metaken the pegamim of the Brit Milah. What are they making a Ta'anit Dibur for? They should make a Ta'anit, you know, close your eyes, throw away your televisions. But the explanation is, because Dibur and Brit Milah, those two areas are actually connected. And when one makes a tikkun on the Dibur, on the Peh, it also makes a tikkun on the Milah. Without going into too much elaboration, there's a sefer called Reshit Chochmah. And that sefer over there in Shara Kedusha, he writes, and I won't elaborate, but he says that just like there's an inyan of Zera Lebatala, there's an inyan of Dibur Lebatala. And they're directly connected. And he said one could lead to the other. The Dibur Lebatala could ultimately cause to the other sin, which is Lebatala, which we know is a great Avon. Therefore, Shemirat HaBerit and Shemirat HaDibur are actually linked. They actually go together. That's why probably at the Brit Milah, we bless the child immediately after he has the Brit Milah. Shekeshem Shezachar LaBerit, Kach Yizkeh LaTorah. Which we were telling the child that the mouth now has to be fixed. Now you fix the half, the bottom part. You fix the inyan of the milah, but now you have to fix the mouth, and therefore Yizkeh LaTorah. The mouth should be now used in order to speak the words of Torah. V'hagita, you should utter, you should ponder, לא ימוס ספר התורה, זה מפיך. תורה זה עניין of the pair. And therefore, right away at the Brit Milah, we link the dibur of the Vre Torah with the child that he was just circumcised. If that's the case, Rabotai, we may explain why we make a seuda on Leil Shabbat for the child. Because we're telling the child, the inyan of the Shabbat is what? The inyan of the dibur, shemirat ha-lashon, shemirat ha-dibur. The melacha that stopped on Shabbat was bedvar Hashem shamayim na'asu, the devar Hashem. And therefore we're telling the child, learn the lesson of the Shabbat as well. That not only you're going to be circumcised, but your life has to be me'en Shabbat. That what comes out of your mouth. So therefore the sechut of the shemirat Shabbat bedibur, bedibur chod, bedibur misurim, that has to run through the child. So that we make a seuda two times. One to celebrate the milah, meaning the brit milah, and the other to celebrate the milah bapetz. Two seudot. Two seudot celebrating the two britot, brita peh, or we call it Brita Lashon or Brita Maor. Two different Seudot to commemorate it. It's no coincidence, Rabotai. And I'll conclude with this, that Gemara in Baba Kama that tells us about this Seudah, take a guess what page it's on. It's on page 80. And page 80 is, of course, Daf Peh. And therefore, there's a great remez that the Seudah that they were teaching us, they would make on Friday night, is in the Gemara Daf Peh. In order to hint to us that that is the inyan of the tikkun ha-peh, that we make this seudah yiratzon, we should be zocheh to have not only this kavanah, but all the kavanot of these seudot. That's why it's called a seudat mitzvah, because that is the biggest seudat mitzvah. Any seudah that motivates a person, not only the baby, but the people that are there. So what are we doing over here tonight? Over here we came to mechazek ourselves in shemirat ha-peh, shemirat ha-lashon. That already is considered a seudat mitzvah. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.